Afternoon Live with Anthony Martin on Brighton's Coastway Hospital Radio.
You're listening to Brighton's Coastway Hospital Radio. It's summer, it's fast approaching, and you might be thinking about ways of getting in shape or losing weight. And with me right now in the studio, I have somebody who may be able to help you with that through a form of 1920s, 1930s dance. Amanda.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm really well, thank you.
Very good. So you and your group are teaching Lindy Hop as a way of losing weight. Tell me more about how you got into Lindy Hop.
Okay, well, Lindy Hop is a dance from the 1930s, and I've always been a big fan of that kind of era. I love the music. I love all the films from that era. And I was living in London and I was a bit unhappy in London, and somebody said, oh, well, whilst you're here, make the most of it. Think of something you've always wanted to do and give, and you'll be able to find a class here in London. So I thought, well, I've always liked the dancing from that era. So I looked into it and realised that this dancing was called Lindy Hop. And so sure enough, I found a class and I started dancing. I would like to say it was love at first sight, but to be fair, I wasn't much of a dancer. I was really nervous. I was really anxious. I didn't really enjoy it, but I really loved the music and I loved the people. And I quite enjoyed pushing myself out of my comfort zone, that uncomfortable feeling and that sense of achievement. So I kind of forced myself to keep going. And I think it took about 6 months to a year before I started to relax. Right. And then I was hooked and I absolutely love it now.
Okay. So how would you describe Lindy Hop dance then to our listeners?
Well, Lindy Hop is a partner dance. So it's a dance from the 1930s swing era. It's dance to swing music and jazz. And it's a partner dance. But in that bracket, there's also different dances like Balboa, which is a close hold dance. And there's also Charleston, which can be danced with a partner or solo. So Lindy Hop is a name for one of the swing dances from that era.
Okay. And it's Charleston that you're teaching for the exercise classes, I believe.
Yeah, well, all dancing is good exercise. Okay. So we run Lindy Hop classes on a Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday. But on a Thursday, I run an exercise class. Okay. And that's based on the moves of the dance, the Charleston from the 1920s. Okay. So we've called the class Charleston Athletic.
All right, after the football club.
Well, I am a bit of a football fan, to be fair. My team's Blackpool, though, but I like the name Charleston Athletic, so I kind of stole that. And it's an exercise class, so we dance really easy moves. It's really easy to learn, but we do the moves really fast, and the speed increases over the class. It's only 45 minutes, but it's a great workout, and it's really good fun. Some of the moves are slightly ridiculous, but really good for a workout.
And what gave you the idea to kind of combine the two things, and how, like what... is there any other place doing that, you reckon, that kind of dance for exercise?
I know there's lots of places that teach Charleston, but it's usually as a dance. And as I said, my background isn't in dancing. Yeah. I've always been brought up, and my uncle opened a gym in my hometown when I was very young. So I've always been brought up in gyms and around exercise, and got into dancing quite late. So my first love, I guess, was exercise.
Yeah.
And when I go out dancing, we go to the Mesmerist on a Monday and a Wednesday night in town, and they have a swing band playing. And we always get hot and sweaty and we do a bit of Charleston in there, and it's really good exercise. And so I was thinking, oh, you know, I could kind of bring the two together and make it into an exercise class.
So you're the Brighton Lindy Hoppers. They actually perform shows, don't you, and performances, live performances?
Yeah, we can perform. We do live performances. We get booked for things like album launches, music videos, weddings, private parties. So, yeah, we can do performances at all those sorts of things.
Very good. And so do you think anyone is able to do this class, or do you have to have a bit of a background in dance?
Absolutely not.
No?
No, well, you don't need a background in dance at all. It's a fun dance. And the main thing about swing dancing from that era is that we try not to make it perfect. That's the whole point. It's all about rhythm, enjoying the music, and putting your own interpretation on the dance.
Yeah.
So we don't tell people to point their toes or put their legs in a certain way. We just say, enjoy the music, have a dance, and have some fun.
Okay, so it's not quite as rigid as other forms of
no,
dance.
No, definitely not. Definitely.
Very good. So what? Tell us more about when you do it then. When are the lessons?
Okay, so the lessons are that every other Thursday. The next series starts on the 5th of March. And it's every other Thursday at Bird Studios, which is a new dance studio around the back of the station on New England Road.
Okay.
And it's 45 minutes. It starts at 7:30 till 8:15. Be on time, because we start dead on half seven. Yeah, and so it's every other Thursday. And all the details are on our website, www.brightonlindyhoppers.co.uk.
Very good. That's a fantastic way to get in shape and have some fun, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very good. Thank you very much, Amanda. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Every Wednesday from 1, fresh new music and the biggest hits. Afternoon Live with Anthony Martin on Coastway Hospital Radio.